So as you can see, we had, as we always do, a lot to talk about. And of all these critical challenges, it is especially gratifying that the United States and the European Union are working hand in hand. And so again, let me thank the High Representative, my friend and colleague, for her partnership and for the work that we will be doing in the future.
Thank you very much, and it's a great pleasure, as always, to be back in Washington and with Secretary Clinton, though the heat here is rather like Juba was on Saturday. I just wanted to say to the American press as well that there was an enormous cheer from the crowds in Juba when they heard of the support from the United States when Ambassador Rice spoke, and it was a great moment. And there was a good cheer, too, when I spoke up for the European Union. As the Secretary says, we've talked about a range of different topics, and I begin by endorsing what Hillary has said about what's happening in terms of the embassies of the United States and France in Syria. This is very alarming. We see the dialogue beginning. We don't see the opposition included effectively by President Assad. It is really important that he takes note again of what we've called for consistently, which is the end to violence, and we continue to use our political and economic power to try and get him to turn away from what is a terrible situation. We've been talking, as indeed I'm sure Secretary Clinton has, with Turkey about the refugees who are coming across the border, and I've had teams going to talk to them about the situation they found themselves in, and it's very grave indeed. The stories that they tell us really do reflect the information that you will be and have been receiving as well. And of course, on to Libya. We have an office in Benghazi. I was very proud to see a European Union flag flying over Freedom Square and to go to officially open the office in Benghazi. The purpose of that is an opportunity to channel our support to the people through the Transitional National Council and through civil society, to be able to support them on security management, which is a huge issue, and also to build the institutions that they will need. A young man I met who'd spent 8 years in prison under Colonel Gaddafi said, "What we want is very simple. We want what you have, the everyday life of democracy." And that's something that we'll work together on to make sure that in the post-Gaddafi world, with our colleagues under UN leadership, but with the African Union, the Arab League, with the OIC, with many others, that we continue to get ready for the post-Gaddafi world of Libya, which will be, we know, significantly better for the people there. As the Secretary says, there are so many other countries where we're engaged together, and we think particularly, of course, of Egypt and Tunisia. I've appointed an EU special representative to look at the area of North Africa and to support the people by bringing together the European Union institutions and member states, especially with the European Investment Bank, the European Bank for Reconstruction and Development, provide additional resources. We've been able to find about 5 to 7 billion euros additionally, which will help to support infrastructure, public and private sector engagement, and help, for example, with housing projects in Egypt and with road infrastructure in Tunisia. These are important economic matters because they need to go side by side with the push and support for democracy and the moves to support the democratic growth in all of the countries concerned.